Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. U.S. aircraft have dropped bundles of food aid into Gaza one day after President Biden made the order, saying innocent lives are on the line and pressing Israel to let more aid in. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Three C-130 cargo planes dropped 66 bundles of aid into southwest Gaza, finding open areas along the coast away from desperate civilians. The bundles included some 38,000 culturally appropriate meals, said a U.S. official. There are no immediate plans for more aid drops, though the official said there's potential for follow-on aid. Jordan and France have already carried out airdrops of aid into Gaza. Humanitarian officials have warned that Gaza is on the verge of famine because not enough aid is getting into the enclave. Israel has been pressed for months by the U.S. to open more border crossings and allowed more aid trucks in. But fewer than 100 trucks are getting in each day, compared to 500 before the war began in October. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump has won the Idaho Republican caucuses, according to a race called by the Associated Press. He also won the Missouri caucuses and got the remaining presidential delegates in Michigan today. This ahead of Super Tuesday next week. At least two people are dead. Several wildfires continue to burn in Texas. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports firefighters are desperately working to bring them under control.
The largest of the fires, known as the Smokehouse Creek Fire, has already burned more than 1 million acres and is one of the largest in U.S. history. Officials say high winds and dry conditions this weekend could spark more blazes. Texas Governor Greg Abbott toured the area on Friday and described the scene as utter destruction. Abbott said he plans to make a federal disaster declaration request for additional aid. So far, the fires have burned hundreds of structures, killed thousands of livestock, destroyed crops, and gutted infrastructure. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
State lawmakers in Oregon passed a bill that would once again make drug possession a crime. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson has more.
3 years ago, Oregon became the only state in the country to decriminalize small amounts of hard drugs. Voters passed ballot measure 110 with the hope it would expand drug treatment and put an end to criminalizing addiction. But with new treatments slow to come online and a spike in fatal overdoses brought on by the arrival of fentanyl, lawmakers entered this year's session determined to act. Oregon Senate Majority Leader Kate Lieber, a Democrat who represents Portland, spoke to her colleagues before the vote.
And our current response to the drug crisis is not working.
Defense attorneys and civil liberties groups who oppose the bill argue lawmakers are going too far. According to the state's own estimates, the bill would jail more people and exacerbate racial disparities in the justice system. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
This is NPR News from Washington. The official start of Alaska's Iditarod sled dog race takes place tomorrow in Willow as mushers depart for Nome, 1,100 grueling miles away. On Friday, a federal appeals court ruled in a narrowly split decision to authorize the transfer of Oak Flat, a site considered sacred by Arizona tribal communities, to a foreign-owned mining company inside the Tonto National Forest east of Phoenix. Gabriel Pietrozio of member station KJZZ has more.
A divided decision arose from a rare 11-judge panel that formed last year to rehear this case, following a prior ruling against the arguments presented by the nonprofit Apache Stronghold and Beckett, a D.C.-based public interest law firm. Essentially, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Copper Resolution Mine is not subject to any federal laws protecting religious freedom, like the American Indian Religious Freedom Act of 1978. But the dissenting judges write that this decision misreads precedent and uniquely harms the religious exercises of Native Americans. Oak Flat has been a site of deep spiritual significance to Apaches. Apache Stronghold has already vowed to appeal this decision to the Supreme Court. Gabriel Pietrozio, NPR News, Phoenix.
General Motors is recalling more than 800,000 pickup trucks over a possible safety issue involving tailgates. The automaker says the electronic latch system that opens the gate of some 2020 to 2024 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra truck beds could short circuit if water gets into the bed. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.